Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street flying high this morning following release of the April jobs report. Tapping the brakes on hiring, employers grew their payrolls by just 175,000 positions.
It's a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to take a bigger toll on the world's largest economy. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the increase of 315,000 in March, and it was well below the 233,000 gain that economists had predicted for April. Last month's figure suggests the Federal Reserve's aggressive streak of rate hikes may finally be cooling the pace of hiring.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Flooding caused by torrential rains has swamped parts of southeast Texas, including Harris County and Houston.
Our divers are here, our high water vehicles. The city of Houston is doing everything it can, its first responders and its leadership, to be prepared and will not hesitate to work with any agency that has resources that we can use.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says the worst is yet to come. Devastating flooding expected to continue into the weekend. Rainfall totals have so far topped 10 inches. In some spots, evacuations have been ordered. There have been many high water rescues and a lot of power outages. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont hoping a stretch of I-95 in southwest Connecticut can be reopened by Monday morning. A gasoline tanker truck crashed and burned, damaging a bridge, closing the busy interstate at Norwalk. Calm has returned to the UCLA campus following yesterday's police raid. There is a big mess to clean up, though. More than 200 people arrested. The NYPD this morning cleared encampments at New York University and at the New School. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 494 points. The Nasdaq ahead 320 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. It's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Millions of dollars stolen from Shohei Ohtani by his interpreter to pay his gambling debts were funneled through a couple of casinos, one in Southern California and Resorts World here in Las Vegas. ESPN reporting that Ipe Mizuhara, he sent a series of $500,000 payments from Ohtani's bank account to Matthew Boyer, a Southern California-based bookmaker with a marker account at Resorts World. After that money was deposited in the account, it was converted to chips for gambling, with any winnings being cashed out to pay the bookie. ESPN says the 49-year-old Boyer was also a high-stakes casino gambler who lost nearly $8 million at Resorts World between June of 2022 to October of last year. The ESPN story also says Resorts World is under a federal investigation involving money laundering from illegal sports booking in Southern California. Henderson Pickleball Players have something to look forward to, a new indoor facility, Pickler. A Utah-based pickleball chain announcing the grand opening of its first Nevada location in Henderson this October. In addition to indoor courts, the Henderson location will include a pro shop, a private event space, as well as take court reservations. The chain had hoped to open that facility by July, but has been delayed by the permitting and build-out process. Pickler has plans to eventually open 5 locations in Clark County. And the self-proclaimed sports capital of the world, adding yet another sport to the list, curling. That wacky winter sport that captured our attention at the 2018 Winter Olympics when Team USA won a gold medal? Well, we now have Las Vegas with a nonprofit club of its own, Curl Vegas, the venue near Sunset Park and East Post Road. They've got an open house coming up on Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Then it continues on an accident at the Southern Beltway interchange. This is on 215 or 15 southbound transition ramp to go over to 215 eastbound toward Henderson. See that there on the right shoulder, 15 southbound to go over to 215 eastbound. You want to stay to the left if you're making that transition. Coming up from the east side of the valley through the Charleston curve, watch for some debris in the travel lanes on 95 northbound approaching Charleston. But you're all clear of accidents on 95 and Summerlin Parkway. Sunny, warm, light winds. Afternoon temperature is not quite 90 degrees today, 70 right now. And there will be a wind advisory in effect this weekend starting tomorrow and Sunday, gusts up to 45 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So much chaos in the world, in our nation, and even in our local community. So much going on. How do we put it all in perspective? Well, you consult with people that know what they're talking about. For instance, Nigel Innes, a civil rights leader, a conservative activist. He has been a regular on this show for a number of years. He's been gone for about a year, but he's back, and I'm so excited. Niger, where you been?
Hello, my dear friend Kevin. I miss you and your listeners dearly. I've actually not left the wonderful state of Nevada. I just left, kind of stepped to the side of the field of politics, and just done that good old fashioned American way thing and try to make some money.
Good for you.
But I'm back in the game.
Good for you, and it's good to have you back. Let's begin with the breaking news, obviously, a bad jobs report, a less than scintillating 175,000 jobs created in April. What do you make of the jobs report? And it seems as if our problems are getting worse with the economy, Bidenomics, rather than improving.
There's no question. I mean, you have a situation where the an analyst expected a quarter of a million to 300,000 jobs. The one, you can call it good, in quotes, in air quotes, good thing about the Biden economy is that it seemed that jobs were consistently coming in at a clip of somewhere between 250 and 300,000 jobs, to the surprise of many. And the fact that that's going downhill at the same time that inflation, the inflation monster, continues to bite the American household in the butt every day is a horrible combination. You put that on top of the immigration crisis that we have in the border and the pressure that it's putting on largely blue cities, but frankly, all of America. And that is a losing combination for the Biden administration. The fact that they, on day one, Kevin, and you know this better than anybody, on day one, Biden reversed by executive action, executive order, several of the policies that had immigration well under control during the Trump administration. The most dramatic reversal was, of course, the brilliant foreign policy diplomatic initiative taken by President Trump to cut a deal with our brother neighbor in Mexico so that as people were using that southern border in Mexico to as essentially a land bridge to come into the United States illegally, they would be stopped by Mexican authorities, kept, you know, for those legitimate political asylum seekers versus the largely economic asylum seekers, which is probably 95% of those crossing the border illegally. They would be kept in Mexico while we went through their case to see if it was a legitimate case of political asylum or not. That was a brilliant diplomatic initiative on the part of Donald Trump, and Joe Biden reversed that on the first day among some other executive actions, which has made that crisis at the border the worst in history.
I want to ask you about polling, because the polling seems to show that Donald J. Trump is leading in all of the battleground states. It was 6 of 7 at one point, and now it's 7 of 7 that Trump is actually leading. Do you believe the polls?
Well, halfway. I believe there's no question that Arizona, North Carolina, Georgia, all those states are gone from Biden. There's hardly a chance that Joe Biden is going to win those states back, even with, let's call it, creative voting rules that were input during COVID, and some of which have been made permanent. Even with those strange and unusual rules, it is going to be near impossible for Biden to win those states back. I don't feel as strongly about President Trump lead in the so-called blue wall of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And I think it is really going to come down to those three battle states. And I'll add one to the list that most analysts are not talking about, and that is Minnesota. Now, why would people say, you know, we haven't won Minnesota, I don't think, since 1988 or 1984. But why the reason Minnesota is in play is for the same reason that Michigan is very much in play. And that's because they both have large Muslim and or Arab populations, significant enough that if they should sit out the election or in the mind of Biden, God forbid, actually cross over party lines and protest and vote for Kennedy or vote for Trump, then Trump could take Michigan, he could take Minnesota, and then if either of those happen, it's game over, and we have a re-elected President Trump, and perhaps we can save this great bastion of Western civilization called the United States of America.
You brought up a possible third-party run. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others are eyeing a third-party, no-labels kind of deal. How will that impact the electorate, and will it hurt Biden, or will it hurt Donald J. Trump?
Well, I think that's a beautiful segue to what we were just talking about, because I don't know that there's going to be a large, you know, where Biden is suffering right now. He's suffering among youth voters, and he's suffering among those that empathize, and I think in many cases falsely empathize with those protesters, anti-Israel protesters in the street. So you're talking young people or a significant percentage of young people, and you're talking about those Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, and those that sympathize with them that could be a critical factor in the state of Minnesota and the state of Michigan. And what these third-party candidates do is it gives these folk an option. You know, they may not want to cross over and vote for President Trump necessarily, even though I think we may be surprised at the numbers of those in the Muslim and Arab community that actually vote for Trump. Because, quite frankly, if you look at the situation in the Middle East, it was a hell of a lot more sane and stable. Again, another brilliant diplomatic initiative by President Trump and his son-in-law. The Abraham Accords were brilliant. I mean, what did you have several years ago during the Trump administration? You had historic Arab Muslim countries on the brink. Well, first of all, several of them recognizing the state of Israel, establishing commercial and strategic ties with the state of Israel. You had Saudi Arabia on the brink of also recognizing Israel as well. And in the Abraham Accords, a lot of people don't realize this, but there was a significant economic windfall, an injection that would have taken place for the Palestinian people in the Abraham Accords. So you have that situation back during the Trump administration, and now you've got carnage and disaster in the Middle East and a growing influential state of Iran and chaos throughout that region under Biden. So if for no other reason, I think President Trump could get anywhere between 15% and 20% of reasonable Muslim and Arab Americans that say, hey, look, I may not love the guy on everything. I may not like his tweets, but Lord knows the world and our country was in a much safer place than it was during Biden. So I would say, you know, quite frankly, these third-party candidates, it's not just Kennedy. He's the biggest one, of course, but it's also Cornel West. It's also Jill Stein. All of those candidates give these people that want to come out and vote their anger at Biden, it gives them an island to go to. Call it the third-party island, you know, and I think it could be quite significant. I don't think that Kennedy nor Cornel West or Jill Stein are going to approach what Ross Perot did back in 1992, or for that matter, 1996, where he did fairly well as well. But I think they could provide the critical mass of voters that might have gone for Joe Biden, so that a place like Michigan, a place like Minnesota, a place like Wisconsin could edge towards President Trump, whereas without them being in the race, they might have gone for Joe Biden. So I think it's critical. I think the stars are aligned against President Biden.
We mentioned at the very top of the interview how you have been gone from the program for a while. And in fact, we haven't even had a chance to talk about what happened, the horrific October 7th in Israel. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on what went down on October 7th, the carnage?
There were two, absolutely. There were two victims. One of which we all know, the peaceful, quite frankly, I would think peace-loving and in some ways pro-Palestinian statehood Israelis that were massacred, innocent individuals, women raped, children killed in front of their parents killed in front of their children. It was one of the most horrific attacks on Judaism since the Holocaust. It was more than an attack on Judaism. It was an attack on civilization. It was an attack on decency. It was gross. So we know about that victim, but there's another victim in that. The other victim in that are those that truly wanted a peaceful two-state solution. There is no way in heck that I would advise or pressure the Israelis in allowing a Palestinian state that included Hamas and that included Hamas sympathizers. And so that also was killed, at least temporarily, on October 7th. It was gross. And again, Kevin, I say look back during the Trump administration at what were we on the precipice of. We're on the precipice of history, of Israel finally being peacefully integrated into the Middle East as a neighbor and partner with several Arab Muslim countries in that region, which would have brought a great deal of civility and peace in the Holy Head, in the Holy Land. Quite frankly, considering that Israel is our strongest ally in the region and that we come to her defense at every opportunity, it would have been a great respite for the American people as well to have peace in that region. And then you fast forward to what is happening and the chaos that is happening in that region today. It is an absolute nightmare. You know, one of the things I'm going to write about in the future is something I call the 1.5 state solution, because there is not going to be a independent, autonomous, militarized Palestinian state that includes Gaza. No way, no how is that going to happen anytime soon after the horrific crisis of October 7th. Having said that, there can be some type of autonomy that the Palestinian people have in the territories that they're in, so that, quite frankly, the people of Israel can be alleviated of having to police, you know, close to a couple of million. I'm not completely sure on the numbers, but a couple of million of people that don't necessarily share their values. So I'll come on the show after I write this piece and get it published and discuss it with you, Kevin. But I think that is the future of the situation. But first things first, the only way that any of this can happen is Hamas must be destroyed. Hamas must be destroyed. The decent young Palestinians, women, men that are not allied with Hamas or sympathizing with Hamas, they are the greatest victims of Hamas. Hamas, the Israelis left Gaza, I believe, in 2005, 2006, and the Gazans had the opportunity. Hamas was voted into leadership. They had the opportunity to make Gaza into the new Singapore. I mean, it is beachfront property, Kevin. It is a glorious territory that, if properly managed and developed, could have been a paradise and been an example of what a future Palestinian state could look like. But instead of going down that path, they went down the path of being militarized and essentially being an eyesore and a terrorist training camp to undermine the state of Israel. That's not going to work. That's not going to fly. Hamas must be destroyed.
Are you surprised that it took our president almost 2 weeks to come out with some sort of statement? He talked yesterday for a couple of minutes about anti-Semitism. Are you surprised it took him that long?
No. Nothing this president does surprises me necessarily. I think there's a real crisis within the Democrat Party. You know, you have dual constituencies that are at war with one another. You know, you have the squeaky wheel, you know, which is the Palestinian, and I think in some cases, tragically, Hamas sympathizing radicals, you know, like the Squad. And then you've got the more traditional mainstream liberals, some of which happen to be Jewish Americans, that are also part of the traditional constituency of the Democrat Party. So under those circumstances, I think Joe Biden is terribly conflicted. Now, that's understandable if you're a political consultant, you know, if you're a low-level politician. But if you are the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, political conflict is not enough. You have to lead. You have to lead through morality. You have to lead through decency. And unfortunately, President Biden has not stepped up to the plate until very recently. And even his statement was a mishmash combination of nothingness.
Yeah, yeah. In our final minute, where can people find you as you are integrating yourself back into the public policy
political
sphere.
Mainstream.
Yeah. Where can they find you?
They can find me on CORE's website, thecongressofracialequality.org. That's thecongressofracialequality.org, the traditional great civil rights, human rights organization that I think, as we look at the chaos and the human rights catastrophe that is taking place starting October 7th, but then continuing, is going to play a increasing role in this global crisis and domestic, more importantly. I'm an America firster too, this domestic crisis that we have in our country. So, Kevin, it's a pleasure talking to you, my friend. I am back in the game, and I'm happy to be back in the game with you.
You have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will talk with you again soon, I promise.
Very good, Kev. Take care.
There you go. Nigel Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Ron Futrell joins us top of the hour. We'll talk about win or go home for the Golden Knights. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we